gods, they said, well, you only have one moment left. So he decided right then and there to surrender to Krishna. That is the only explanation I can give as to why that might be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Okay, very good. Another question I have is, we see in so many of Srila Prabhupada's scriptures that Srila Prabhupada uses Vishnu and Krishna interchangeably, but Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. That there are many Vishnus, so why is that the case? That the Srila Prabhupada uses the names interchangeably, assuming that if that's correct.
Yes, Prabhupada, depending on the time, place, and circumstance and level of the book. So in Bhagavatam and Gita and even Krishna book, you'll see that Prabhupada will use Krishna and Vishnu on the same level. And yes, sometimes he'll say that even Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the angle of vision is Vishnu Tattva as opposed to Jiva Tattva. So it's a particular angle of vision that... you could say, generally speaking, Vishnu, Krishna, Narayan, they're equal. They're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're not the individual living entity. But in other places, especially, say, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, now the angle of vision is a little different, and therefore it may be presented that actually it is Krishna who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it depends on the context and what level and viewpoint you want to present. But in general, it seems that Prabhupada uses Narayan, Vishnu, and Krishna interchangeably because he's preaching at a certain level. And that is what you would say, something that is not super technical, because you don't need to be super technical. Prabhupada's point is to make his books easily accessible for all classes. So he writes in such a way that even a very simple person, maybe even uneducated person, can grasp this transcendental knowledge. He doesn't make it so technical. You can find technical things in Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course, but in most of his books, his attitude is make it something that's easily understandable for everyone.
Okay, thank you, Prabhupada. And one last request I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, is can you just in sort of like 1 minute duration, just summarize the essence of this chapter, Canto 2, Chapter 1. What's your understanding is the summary.
This chapter is called the first step in God realization. So Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami is going to take Parikshit from the second canto and then wind up in the 10th canto. He's going to talk about Krishna, the supreme original personality of Godhead, in the 10th. But in 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, he has to explain what is Krishna. So he's scientifically going to bring Maharaj Parikshit step by step by step. So by the time he gets to the 10th canto, Parikshit is self-realized and fully understands what is the position of Krishna. So he begins at the beginning. And the beginning is, yes, not everybody can appreciate the deity form of God. Not everybody can appreciate that God has a form. So how do you take somebody from the lowest stage of consciousness and get them to gradually accept the form of the Lord? And therefore, he says, such a person should be trained how to see the universe in terms of an imaginary personal form of God. This Virata Rupa, or universal form, is an imaginary form. It's a form that you conceive of. And the description is given. His eyes are the sun and moon. His hair is the clouds, and this and that. In other words, there is no such thing as the Virat Rupa universal form. It's a material, imagined form. But for persons who cannot appreciate the holy name and who cannot appreciate the deity form, or that God even has a form, you begin them with this kind of meditation. So that's this chapter. In the beginning of the chapter, he's commenting about the difference between the gross materialists who are absorbed in sense gratification and the transcendentalist, somebody who is trying to become liberated. And the next chapter, he'll get to the next step, which is meditation on the Lord in the heart. So first is this viewing the universe in terms of a personal form, and then he will discuss in the next chapter how God is in the heart. And then in chapter 3, he'll get to pure devotional service. And pure devotional service deals with the personal form of God. That is how I see it. Jai.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be in touch near interval.
All right, yes. Send me an email.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Send me a report card.
Yes, Prabhuji, I'll send you the class recording also. Okay.
No, I recorded it. I recorded it myself.
Okay.
Sala Prabhu, I also need the recording, today's recording.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
somebody raised their hand. Go ahead, Prabhu or Mataji. Did you have a comment?
Sorry, this is Shaitanya Priya. I thought I was muted, so I was trying to unmute to say thank you.
You are very welcome. May Krishna bless all of you.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Hari Bol.